WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Municipal Broadcasting System. New York City's own station, WNYC, in the city where more than 7 million people live in peace and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
And now it's time to take a trip through the WNYC archives with the station's chief archivist, Andy Lanset. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
So later in the show, we'll be speaking with Kelly O'Hara and Will Chase, who are starring in the new Broadway revival of Kiss Me, Kate, the dazzling dance musical with music and lyrics by the one and only Cole Porter. So, Andy, tell us more about Kiss Me, Kate.
All right. Kiss Me, Kate made its Broadway debut in 1948, now written by the husband and wife team of Sam and Bella Spiewak. It tells the story of the production of the musical version of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew and the conflict on and off stage between Fred Graham, the show's director, producer, and star, and his leading lady, his ex-wife, Lily Vanessi. Now, as mentioned, the musical premiered in 1948. The following year, it won the first Tony Award for Best Musical, and this is a classic from that show many listeners might know.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight, play the pup with my baby tonight, but I ain't up to my baby tonight because it's too darn hot. It's
too darn hot. I love that trick, Andy. Such a classic.
Much classic, yes. As a talented lyricist and composer, Porter was successful on both Broadway and in Hollywood. His career spanned more than 30 years, and his songs include classics like Night and Day, I Get a Kick Out of You, and Love for Sale. Now, we have some audio from a 1991 WQXR Centennial tribute to Porter, and it was part of George Jelinek's long-running program, The Vocal Scene, and it celebrates the composer and songwriter.
In love with my joy, delirious, when I knew that you could care. So taunt me and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die, so in love, so in love, so in love with you, my love.
So those are two of his biggest hits. That songbook is massive, Andy. He's so interesting. So I Googled. He was the grandson of a millionaire. He went to Yale, attended Harvard Law School. But it just seems like music was his true love, right?
Absolutely. Cole Porter was a classically trained musician who became famous for writing some of the biggest musicals of his day, including Paris, and of course that penchant for writing all those familiar heart-wrenching love songs. Now, his numbers have been sung by the likes of Ella Fitzgerald and Fred Astaire, but I'll let this clip from the Centennial broadcast by George Jelinek describe him a bit more.
We are listening to Begin the Begin, one of Cole Porter's greatest tunes, in Artie Shaw's 1938 recording, which was one of the all-time hits of the pre-rock era of popular music. It came from a now-forgotten musical called Jubilee, and if the composer's recollections can be believed, it was written somewhere in the Dutch East Indies during a tour around the world. Porter liked to make up stories, but his was a storybook life. Surely the first half of it free of cares or even struggles. He was born talented and wealthy. Later he married wealth, came into a substantial inheritance, enjoyed life to the hilt, and brought joy and fun into the lives of others. Eventually he developed his own unmistakably individual style, in which his music and lyrics became inseparable, as they are in this line: "Let the love that once was a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like a dead desire I only remember when they begin the begin."
Andy, as always, thanks for the clips.
Thank you.
You can find the links to New York Public Radio archive recordings at the bottom of those, both the WNYC and WQXR homepages. See you next week, Andy.
Hey, thanks.
Coming up after the break, have you ever dreamed of traveling to the hometown of Harper Lee? Our next guest can tell you how and why. The name of his book is Booked. He'll be in studio. Stay with us.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.